Some Tennessee activists, business leaders, and government officials say it feels like the state is ready for meaningful criminal justice reform. At a conference organized by a prison ministry group this week, advocates discussed challenges and solutions to the hot-button issue. But as WPLN's Samantha Max reports, other reformers worry those leading the conversations won't go far enough.
Davidson County Sheriff Darren Hall says he spends most of his time as a law enforcement official arguing with skeptics of criminal justice reform. So he tells the hundreds of advocates in the room it's encouraging to have a governor, corporations, and nonprofits who all agree on the need for improvement.
Shame on us if we don't take advantage of it.
The conference was put together by faith-based group Men of Valor. Governor Bill Lee used to serve on their board and has made criminal justice reform a focal point of his agenda. And policy groups on both the right and left have called for legislation to address issues like court costs and barriers to reentry. Hall says he also wants to address mental illness, addiction, and what he described as a spiritual void among offenders. But a handful of protesters interrupted his speech. They chanted about the shortcomings of Tennessee's criminal justice system, including cold food in the prisons, local cooperation with immigration agents, and Nashville-based for-profit prison company CoreCivic. For WPLN News, I'm Samantha Max.